Welcome to this new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. It's called Manifestation Queen for a particular reason. I'm priming myself to become the Manifestation Queen, number one. I am reading a book currently, as I always do. I read a lot of self-development, personal development books. And right now I'm reading one about, basically about manifestation and how to properly manifest what you want. And there are two things I really want to stress. The first thing is you have to know exactly what you want. And that's kind of the trouble with a lot of people these days, I guess, including myself, that we don't really know what we want. We may have a vague idea, but we're not 100% certain. So it's worth the time investment to figure out what we actually want, what we truly desire, and what our heart wants. And we can use affirmations that help us out. We can ask God or the universe to tell us exactly what his plan is for us, and that will definitely help us figure it out. The second part that I want to stress: if we know what we want, we have to become super aware of our language, the way that we phrase things, what we actually say, because we basically speak truth over our lives all the time. So if we say we're tired or that we don't know, those are two examples that I am prone to using a lot that I want to just basically cut out of my mind. Because our words have power and they create reality. So we should use positive affirmations that affirm health and that speak success and happiness and joy over our lives. Those are my takeaways. And yes, I'm prepping myself to become the manifestation queen, at least the manifestation queen in my life, because we don't have to compare ourselves to others. We should not compare ourselves at all. It's not about comparison. It's about progress. And yes, we can measure that progress by comparing ourselves to others, but that will inevitably make us feel less than or just not very good. So if you want to compare yourself to a former version of yourself. Literally look at where you were a year ago or 5 years ago to kind of tell where you're heading. So those are the two things I really wanted to stress. First, know exactly what you want. And second, be mindful of the language that you use. And that is the very unglamorous foundation of manifestation. Because the best things in life are simple, and life's supposed to be simple. And we're making it really complicated for no apparent reason. So live simplicity and love simplicity and follow the simple rules that are going to transform your life. All right. I really hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. Thank you in advance, and I'll catch you very soon. Bye.